malo ni, taloha ni, talofa lava, malo le suefua ma le langi e mama, kia orana, malo e lelei, whakalofa lahi atu, talofa, koku mele mele puka, meo, mai te ama, e mōmō lava pikia pe te tātou tamana i talangi mo tana tauhinga, mana hoka manuianga, mo ki tātou uma. Mo te ola ma te malohe ku maue ki tātou, hoka tino in tātou tamohainga bēnei. Ia. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Talo falava and welcome. Malo elele. Nizam Bulavinaka. Te Ama Community Radio Program, Planet FM 104.6. We are so blessed and privileged to have Fola Shade Olabi joining us in the studio as our very special guest. But as we do normally, before we continue on, we first of all like to praise God and give Him thanks and glory for the gift of life. And that we actually woke up this morning. We are reminded that some people didn't make it this morning. And tonight will be somebody's last good night. And so right now we're going to invite His presence to be with us before we continue on. So therefore we're going to start with a word of prayer.
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the privilege that we have, Father, to speak out this morning. Thank you for giving us our breath. Thank you for the gift of life. We ask today, as we are here, Father, to speak out on different things, that you, O God, you will take absolute control. You will open the ears of your people. You will give them understanding. You will help us to do that which you have proposed for your people to know, to have, to hear, and to understand today. Let us do everything according to your will. Take absolute control. We give it over to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Psalms 27, verse 1 and verse 14 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Welcome back to all of my beautiful listeners this morning. You know, as I do always at this time on a Tuesday morning, sitting here in the studio looking out the window. Actually, it's pretty calm, but I can see the sun is shining. Praise the Lord for the sunshine and also for the rain and the water. And so this morning we have Fola Shady Olubi, coordinator and school administrator for Montessori Philosophy at Tipu Montessori, Otago, Auckland, New Zealand. And so we have here in the studio right with me, she's looking so beautiful. And so Fola Shady, we call her Shady, is currently working with Tipu Montessori Otago Auckland as a coordinator of Montessori Philosophy for the infant, toddler, and twos, and as the school administrator. She has a Montessori teaching certificate for 0 to 3 infants, toddlers, and twos from the North America Montessori Center, Vancouver, Canada, the training center that is certified and recognized by the International Montessori Council, IMP Private Career Training Institutions Agency, and National Association of Career Colleges. She also has a Bachelor of Science in Mass Communication and an up-to-date first aid certificate. So this morning, we are so blessed and privileged to have her in the studio right now. And I will say, Eleo Kabo Fola Shady.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah,
it's a privilege to be here.
Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, it's a blessing to have you here with us. Tell me, for the sake of our listeners, can you tell us a bit about your background, please?
As you have heard, my name is Fola Shady Olubi. I'm a Nigerian, born into a Christian family. My father was an inspector of education, and my mother was a trader. And both of them brought us up in the way of the Lord. And also, the best legacy that my father left for us at the time was education, apart from the fact that he introduced us into Christianity and the belief of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that has informed my discipline in education, my discipline in teaching, and wherever I find myself on the surface of the earth. So it's a privilege to be one of the family of nine.
Wow.
I have 8 sisters and one brother, who came almost last towards the end of my father's life. Yeah, so I'm a teacher by profession. I did a bachelor's degree. I have a bachelor's degree in mass communication journalism. And then I have worked in quite a few places teaching, and as well working in the television house as a student. And I have been able to teach children from ages 0 to 19 when I was in Nigeria. And then when I got to the U.S., I assisted in Montessori schools as well. And then I'm here in Auckland, New Zealand, still a Montessori teacher. I've been teaching in Montessori philosophy for 13 years. And I think it's a good thing for me to see children being established perfectly right from the beginning, because foundation matters a lot. And that's what I believe in. I believe also in God so much. I'm a Christian. I attend King's Mercy Global Church. Apostle Prince Blessing Chikeze is my pastor, a man versed in the Word of God that feed us with the Word of God every time. Yeah, so my life has been principled, has been informed by all of these beliefs that I've had right from my onset. Glory to God. Yeah, so I still work as an administrator, and then I also teach in class as well and coordinate as well. I do a lot of things in my school, not only administrating or teaching. I do cleaning, I do nappy changing, I do a lot of things because we have 0 to 3 and 3 to 6 in my early childhood center.
Wow, thank you, Shady. I like what you were saying, the legacy that your father have left with you, you know, that make you who you are.
That's right.
Today, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. you know, always pointing you to Jesus. You were sharing earlier on.
Absolutely.
About the, so you made it here today. So I believe that you traveled somewhere before you came in.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you want to share that experience?
Yes, we went to Napier.
Yes.
We went to Montessori annual conference in Napier, Montessori Association of New Zealand. So people came from all over New Zealand to Napier. All Montessori teachers, even those who are not Montessori teachers, who wanted to know about Montessori, because I met quite a few of them. They said, "I'm not a Montessorian, but I really want to come. I want to know what Montessori is all about." Yeah, so we went to Napier for the conference, and it ended yesterday. But we had to fly back on Sunday night because we had to start working again since Monday. It was quite a good experience because we have to. We came together, we rubbed ideas together on how we can better the philosophy of Montessori that we have known and we are teaching in, how we can make it better. And we had speakers from America that came to talk to us about the things that children can do and how we can advance in things that we are doing, how we can make it, you know, good, how we can make it better, which was really good. And the most... the most interesting aspect of this journey to Napier was when we were coming back.
Right.
Yeah, we went by air and we're coming back. So when we were about to, we took off quite, it was quite windy on that day. So we took off, and as soon as we took off, the aircraft began to be all over the place in the air, and everybody got scared. Wow. Everybody was really, really scared because it was as if it was going to go down. And one of my colleagues just held my hand across the aisle, and the other one that was sitting close to me, she told me, "I'm scared." And the other one said, "Ask me, Shade, are we going down?" I said, "No, we are not going down because I am in this bus." I call it bus, airbus. I said, "I am in this bus, and when I'm in this bus, Jesus is in there. And when Jesus is in here," I said, "it cannot sink." I said, "So even though I was afraid within, but I have an anchor that anchored my faith outside for me to be an encouragement to both of them and quite a few of them." So I just said, "We are not going down because Jesus is here." Yeah. And I started speaking in tongues. And then after a while, everything became calm. And then it was good. Yeah, and we landed safely to the glory of God. It was good that I was so happy that it was not said of Montessori Association of New Zealand that a plane crashed and the people in the plane were mostly people coming from Montessori a conference and a Montessori conference.
Yes.
It would have been disastrous to Montessori name, but we thank God that God made everything, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
Now we landed safely.
And you made it safe back home again.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Yeah. What number are you in your siblings?
I am number five.
Oh, number five. You're in the middle just about.
Yes, I am.
So they do reach out to you for help and relying on you, depending on you.
Not all of them depend on me, just like one or two of them that are still struggling a little bit, but every other one is okay. Every one of them is okay.
And they're all here in New Zealand?
No, they're not here in New Zealand. They're in Nigeria. Yeah, one of them in the States right now.
Right.
Yes.
And so how many of you are here?
I'm the only one here, actually.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I'm the only one here.
And your mom?
I lost my mom 2 years ago, and that was another devastating story, but God had already healed me of that because she died while I was here.
Oh.
You can imagine losing your parents while you were not there.
Mm.
I just woke up to receive a call from my eldest sister that mom passed. I said, "Why? For what? What happened?" Yeah, it was shocking, but we can't question God because he knows better. Yeah, he has taken her at the right time that she was supposed to go.
So both of your parents have passed away?
Yes.
Oh, left a legacy, eh?
Yeah.
Hold on to Jesus.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, well, because they probably would like to listen to you talking on the radio right now, you might like to...
I want to say hello to all my siblings. All of you are part of my life, and I really honor you so much. You are part of
the instruments that God used to make me who I am today. And I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for being part of my life. I'm grateful to God for giving you to me and for giving me to you. And together we'll continue to make the kingdom of God a welcoming place for people that are yet to know him. So thank you for being part of my life.
And also to your Tipu Montessori and honor, yeah, who you like to.
Absolutely. I want to first of all thank my director of study. My director of studies and owner of school, Malika De Silva. She gave me the opportunity to be the administrator of the school because I was a full teacher, Montessori teacher in the class, until she took over about 4 years ago when she observed me and saw that you were working below your capacity. Mm. Yeah, so she brought me into administration. I didn't learn anything about administration, wow, not at all. But she brought me into administration and she began to show me things to teach me. Wow. So she is my good teacher. She's not only a director of study, she's not only my boss or the owner of school, she's like, we operate like a family. Mm-hmm. So I really want to say thank you to Malika De Silva today. You and your husband, Kulesh De Silva, you have really given me what I need to progress in life. In a field where I have never had an experience, you just put me in the front right there and you back me up. So I'm really grateful to that. And the entire family of Tipu Montessori in Otahu, I love you all and I thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for everything that you do to make parents comfortable and children comfortable in our learning environment at Tipu Montessori. Thank you so much for everyone that is working together at Tipu Montessori to make children feel okay and parents and final welcoming.
Final. And so in Otahu, do you want to talk and share more with our audience about your center in Otahu?
Okay. Yeah. Tipu Montessori is located on 67 Wormsley Road. We are actually two buildings. One is on 2 Wicker Street, facing the road on Wicker Street, and the other one is 67 Wormsley Road, facing the road of Wormsley Road. Mm. So we are one building, we are two buildings, but one name and one owner. It's a school that is located in the area of primary school and college. Yeah, Tipu Montessori on 67 Wormsley Road is a Montessori school. Montessori is a philosophy of independence, freedom, and discipline. Tipu Montessori is a school that highly respects Montessori philosophy, and we are really deep into this philosophy because the best thing you can do for a child is to set that child on the right path right from the beginning. So if the child is set on the right path right from the beginning, that child will continue to go through that path until he attains a height of glory, until that child is well established. And when a good foundation is laid for a child, it will be hard for that child to make mistake. And when that child eventually make mistake by any means, by any standard, if that child makes mistake, he's going to be able to find his path back. So this is exactly what Tipu Montessori is doing in Otahu. We believe in our children. We have discipline measure. We have freedom. We give our children freedom to operate. Tipu Montessori is a school that welcomes final, welcomes parents, and the community at large. We have been part of so many things going on in the environment. We have been to Rotary Club. They've invited us to talk about what we do in the community, in the our philosophy that we teach in the community. We have gone all over the place to make people know what Montessori is all about. So what Tipu Montessori is doing in Otahu is to be open to parents and children between ages 0 to 3 and then 3 to 6. Infants, toddlers and twos, and then 3 to 6 in preparation for primary school. So we have different areas of Montessori philosophy. We have practical life where we show children how to do things that are practicable in life, things that they can see at home, things they can recognize that, oh, I have this thing in my house, this is how I can do it. We use things that are real. We use real objects. That is one thing about Tipu Montessori. We use real objects that make children to know that I am familiar with this thing. I have it in my house. Real objects like broken glasses, broken plates, breakable glasses, breakable plates, things that you can use that you know that these are original. So this is what we have in our school, Tipu Montessori. We have food preparation in practical life activity where children are shown or are modeled to how to prepare food. You show them how to do it and you step back. You watch them do it. You observe them do it. And then we have language. We have cognitive activities. We have different areas that expose children to a good understanding of how to live a better life, independent of the adult. This is what Tipu Montessori is doing. We have them for 0 to 3, and we have them for 3 to 6. We have sensorial part of the classroom as well, where children learn. Children, usually toddlers, they explore by their senses. They are sensory explorers. They like to touch, they like to, eat, they like to smell, they like to hear, and things like that. That is a sensorial aspect of our classroom where we show them that things, like warm water, cold water, something that is bumpy, something that is rough, something that is smooth, and we give them the language as well so that they not only become learners by mute or mute learners, but as well as in words, in vocabulary. And we say the right names of those things to them, and we don't baby talk them. We talk to them as if you are talking to an adult, but we talk to them on their level. We go down to their level to talk to them, eye-to-eye contact, so that it won't be as if you are talking and the child is looking at you up there while the child is down here. That's disrespectful to that child. You need to be on the same eye-to-eye level with that child to be able to give instructions. Let the child look at you in the eye while you're giving instructions, and you look at the child in the eye as you give the instructions or direct the child. This is what Tipu Montessori is doing, and also we prepare our children for primary school as well. As soon as they begin to reach the age of 5, we start preparing them, because we have to prepare them for primary school. And some parents actually request that their children stay till 6 or 5 and a half. They are welcome to stay there. Tipu Montessori is a welcoming environment for everyone, every child. There is no child that is rejected. No matter how hard that child is challenging, Tipu Montessori welcomes every child.
Wow. I've never heard of Tipu Montessori, and yet I live not far from Otahu. And so until we met, at our Otahu Community Network meeting. So it's such a privilege and a blessing to being able to have you speak more about the philosophy. And that is something that we need to be reminded of again, because it's a biblical upbringing as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely, it is. It's a biblical upbringing to follow the child. Train up a child in the way it should go. The aspect of training that Tipu Montessori does is showing them and modeling them the right thing to do. Model it to them and step back and watch them do it. They unfold their potentials when you step back and watch them do it. So it's just exactly what you say.
I totally agreed, with that upbringing. I practice it with my own grandchildren, at home. And it was so encouraging, was so, exciting for me.
That's
to
right.
Hear you speak about the philosophy.
Right.
It was like, yeah, that's what was missing. And so after they leave you, where do they go?
Okay, some of them, after they leave us, some of them continue to Montessori primary like Golden Grove and others. We have many Montessori primary schools. Some of them continue to Montessori primary schools, and some, quite a few of them, go to another school apart from Montessori. Maybe they want them, their children to have another experience apart from Montessori. But a lot of our children go to Montessori school. They continue to Montessori school. So before they go to any school at all, Tipu Montessori has a culture of sending a teacher to go and observe the school that our children go. We have to go and observe and know if this place is suitable for this child. Because we know them. We know our children.
Yeah.
We know their strength. We know their challenges. We know them. So when a school, when the parent says, I want my school to go to so-and-so, okay, it's fine. There is no argument about that. We agree. But the school will send a teacher to go and observe, at least for 1 hour, in that school that the child is going. For safety reasons and for settling purpose, for us to know that this child is in a good hand. When he leaves this place, we follow up on that and we make sure that our children are okay. Quite a few times we have received emails from parents and we ask them, how is she doing at school? How is he doing at school? If there is any way we can help, just let us know. Any challenge, blah, blah, blah. Things like that. This is what Tipu Montessori do. We follow up. We want to extend our following up. Now, we're going to have a meeting very soon where we'll really talk about this following up. How else can we do it? How, you know, what else can we do to make it better than what we are doing? Because we want to know that every child that leaves Tipu Montessori becomes a builder, becomes a leader, becomes an envy of the society. So we want to make sure that happens. So what we are doing is to make sure that we visit the school they are going into, the primary school they are going into, so that we know the kind of things, how the school operates and the philosophy and what they are doing there, to be able to give advice to the parent and to let them know what we find out.
At this point, would you be able to give out the contact details for
absolutely
some that
absolutely.
I might be listening, haven't heard this before?
Okay. Tipu Montessori is located in Otaho, Auckland. The address of the school is 67 Wormsley Road, Otaho, 1062 Auckland. The zip code is 1062 Auckland. There is another Wormsley Road close to us, which is on Mangere.
I see.
But we are located in Otaho, and our address is 67 Wormsley Road, Tipu Montessori. Is located in Otaho.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. Anybody is welcome to view the school at any time. If you want to enroll your child, you're welcome to enroll your child at Tipu Montessori.
Yes.
We have a lot of parent references.
Yes.
In our school.
That's so good. Now, when a child comes to you, apart from birth to six, say they come at three, and of course they come with their ways and their habits have already formed, how do you begin to introduce their philosophy and then to settle them?
Yeah, if they come, because they don't start with us, if they already have, of course, they already have their habit formed, if they come at that time, definitely the way we are going to handle their settling into the environment is going to be different from the child that has been there. Because number one, they are new. Number two, they don't know anything about Montessori. And there is every tendency for them to throw things around because they have no knowledge. Some of them came out of public schools. Some of them came out of another philosophy that is not Montessori. But for us to work with them and to make sure that they are normalized in the environment of Montessori, it might take a while. It might take a while, but definitely we work on that every day. We show them how things work. Just like I said, we go down to their level and talk to them. This is how you carry this. If you want to do this, if you want to do it at the table, it's okay. But this is how you hold it. We just model to them. We model it to them. We carry it to the table by ourselves. So that when the child is going to do it next time, he knows how to carry it. When the child comes into that, we don't throw things around here. If you want to tidy up your work on the floor, you pick it one after the other and you put it gently in there. Some of them have the tendency of throwing it because that's what they know how to do from where they're coming from. But you teacher that is there, or Montessori guide that is there, Temple Montessori, what we do is that we go down with them, we just pick that object and we put it gently into the box or wherever they are going to put it into. So that child sees that and it follows suit. It does the same thing that we are doing. That way, slow and steadily, that child is becoming normalized in the environment of Montessori, Tipo Montessori. And I think it's not only Tipo Montessori, and I think other Montessoris do the same thing as well, because that is the philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the philosophy. But Tipo Montessori practice this philosophy. We are really into Montessori philosophy to show children the right way, the right way. You will not tell a child no. You don't tell them no.
Mm.
You correct a child by doing the right thing, by showing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's powerful. And how long have you been in Otahuhu?
7 years.
7 years. And when people bring their children to you from other other government school, and how did they get to know you, and what made them change their minds from where they were to bring to you?
I think mostly we have parents' references.
Mm.
The current parent that we have, they give others a reference, go to Tipo Montessori.
Right.
Oh, I've never heard about that school before. We have heard about this before. The people have said, I don't never heard about your school before until my friend who has a child here asked me to come to you. Yeah, my school is somehow in a corner. It's somehow in a corner, but we are planning to make another signpost that people will see, that will face either way, that the people can easily see. So we have parents' references, a lot of parents' references, and some are working, you know, they're just passing by, they just saw it there and they just branch in and saw it. And some of them are just looking for a better school that is not crowded, that is not crazy. They just want peace for their children. And so they just branch. I just want to see if this is the right place. And most of the parents that we have had, the first time they entered Tipo Montessori, they fell in love with it. They said, this is like a home.
They
straight away, there is no gainsaying about it. Yeah.
So what brought you to New Zealand?
In 2011, I put my resume all over the place looking for Montessori school to teach.
Yes, yes.
Because I have 0-3 training certificate.
Mm.
And then the first place that I got response was New Zealand.
Wow.
And my employer at the time said, at the time, she was trying to hire me 0-3 Montessori trained.
Mm.
She said they had just two of those in New Zealand and asked if I would be the third one, and to be a honor to be in a school.
Wow.
And I said, wow. Yeah, Anna Chan hired me. She was a great, good lady, very great lady. She's European, and I think the husband is Chinese. Yeah. And then I said, ah, that would be a good thing to do. So I just said, okay, here I come, New Zealand.
Wow, nice. Welcome, yeah. That's, and so how long have you been here now?
7 years.
7 years, yes. And you've been in Otahuhu 7 years?
Yeah, I've been there for 7 years.
So you've been in Otahuhu 7 years and been in New Zealand. So that was your first school
in
New
Zealand.
Yes,
that was my first school in New Zealand.
Yeah, and now you've been to Napier.
Yeah.
And other places where Montessori is?
Yeah, I've been to Napier. Last year I was in Wellington. Yeah, I went to Wellington where Montessori, for the same conference, Montessori Association of New Zealand,
Wow, this is the first time for me to hear about Montessori, and I just love the philosophy. And, you know, so pretty sure that we're going to promote, you know, this through this interview. But right now we're going to go for our first break, and we will be right back. Ola Shady Olabi, coordinator and school administrator for Montessori Philosophy at Tipu Montessori, Otahuhu, Auckland, New Zealand. Eleo Kabo for La Shady.
Thank you, Rishi.
Beautiful. Welcome back. Now, you know, this time goes really fast when you are having fun.
I know.
you know, would you like to talk more about the Tipu Montessori philosophy?
Sure. Yeah. I said earlier on we have something that is called practical life activities in the class. In this practical life activities, we set up different activities for children. Everything in our school is on the child level. The chairs, the tables, the shelves where they carry their work, it's everything is on the child level. Even they have their own toilet, which is exactly their level. They can sit there without anybody's help. Montessori is a philosophy that wants children to be independent of the adult. There is a quote in Montessori book that says, "Do not do for a child the things that the child can succeed in." There, we allow children to try and succeed in what they are doing. So these practical life activities, for example, we have spooning activity, like spooning grain, like spooning rice. We have pouring, like pouring water. It could be dry pouring, it could be wet pouring. But everything in Montessori, in the practical life, goes from left to right. And from left to right, the purpose is to introduce children to writing. Because naturally, we write from left to right. Apart from Arabic, we write from left. Writing begins from left to right. So a child pours from left to right. And it also enhances children's pincer grip or tripod grip. And also, not only that, We clean the window. You see some children, when they come into the class, they just grab the window cleaning and they just begin to clean the window. We do different things that are really happening in the real sense of life. And this is to make them know that Montessori is like a home. When Montessori began, it began with what is called Children's House, Casa de Bambini, because Dr. Maria Montessori was an Italian. So the first house that she had, school that she had, was called Casa de Bambini. So it's like a house where everything is accessible to the children. They can carry their work, they can carry their own chair, they can go to toilet by themselves, they can serve their own lunch, they can prepare the table for lunch by themselves without the help of the adults. Every morning, the toddlers, they serve one another bowls for morning tea. You don't have to ask them to do it. They have been shown how to do it. You just see one of them will go and stand by the shelf. It's like, I want to do this today. He will continue to give his friends bowls one after the other. These are the natural tendencies that parents need to allow to come out of children. Show it to them and back off. Watch them unfold this beauty. Montessori, it's a philosophy that wants you to just show a child and let that child grow up according to his nature. You don't force things on them. Let them grow up according to their nature. And when they begin to grow up according to their nature, and because you have shown it to them, they don't have to get it right away, but they will get it.
Yes.
They will get it. So when they get it, you will be able to rest and relax as a teacher that this child doesn't need me anymore.
Hmm.
Because the child has become the father of a man now, according to Shakespeare. The child is doing what you have shown. And that child will begin to unfold his or her potentials as you give them space, as they take charge of their learnings. Montessori has independent freedom and discipline. Just like I usually say, independence is good because you give a child opportunity to do what he can do by himself. They can lace their own shoes. The older ones can help the younger ones to lace their shoes. They can help the younger ones to serve their food. The older twos can do so many things for the one-year-olds. We allow them to help one another. So when you allow children to unfold naturally, the sky is not even their limit, because you begin to see what these children can do that you don't know about. All you need to do is to show them, follow the child, allow them to do it. When you follow the child, when you allow them to grow up naturally, we will not have a chaotic society. We will have a beautiful, beautiful society. And that's one thing I like about Montessori. It connects me to the scripture that says, train up a child in the way it should go, Proverbs 22:6.
I was just going to come into that about training up a child. What I'm hearing and getting from you, because we're actually coming towards the end of our program this morning, is that you know how some, you can hear it even in public, you know, the parents yelling at their children and shouting, you know, whereas this philosophy is about gently, you know, supporting them.
Absolutely.
And softly and lovingly and peacefully. And you said, and then the teacher can have their peaceful time and relax because they got it. Like you said, they get it. My dear JD, we're come to the end, but we'd love to invite you back. And also, what the last question to you, what the one good thing that you'd like your audience to take away, to take home from this presentation?
I want my audience to know that there is no limit to what children can do. Allow them to grow the way God creates them, so that you will not make them adult made. You will let them be who God has made them to be. And that is the natural growth that they are being created with. And that is what Montessori philosophy is what about. That is what we practice at Temple Montessori. And that is what God wants. Allow them to grow.
Thank you so much. Would you like to end us off? Thank you.
And so, Father Lord, we thank you for what you have done today, for allowing people to listen and to hear us today. We thank you for so many things that have been spoken about today, about Montessori philosophy, linking it even to your own philosophy of training a child in the way it should go. Father God, we pray today, as many as have listened to us, Father, they begin to make changes in the way they handle their children and in the lives of their children. If there is any child that has gone astray, we pray, oh God, today, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, our Lord, you will bring that child back, and that child will grow normally. Thank you for every parent. Thank you for Tipu Montessori. Thank you for my director of studies, Malika De Silva. And thank you for the Te Ama Community Radio that has invited me. Thank you for everything and the opportunity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you on behalf of Te Ama, and also to our beautiful listeners. God bless you.